Charge Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Scott St. John, and I came in person, actually, about 3 weeks ago or so, and spoke with Lisa and Wendy, and we tried to figure out how to get an account together for me, and then someone's going to get back to me, which I'm not sure. It could be you.
Yes, actually. If you're looking to start up a service with us here at Arshtop Fiber, I'd be happy to help you with that.
Right. She said she wants, Wendy said she wants to make sure she gets to sell. Now you know I definitely was talking to the family.
Yeah. For something like that, usually what happens is people do call into the customer service line to set up service, or they do it online. As far as I'm aware, we don't offer, you know, signups in person. And the ladies who do work at our main office on 300 Enterprise Drive, I don't think they have the tools for that setup. So that's probably why they're like, oh, someone will get in contact with you.
Well, somebody was supposed to get in contact with me, which I don't know if that person was you. Somebody that goes out in the field. Did you say your name again?
My name's Phil. They probably were talking about Matt, so.
Yes, that would be true. Okay, I knew it was a name I have written down someplace else. Yeah, somebody was supposed to contact me sometime around now. And so I was trying to see if now was a little bit late or how it worked out, because I wasn't able to do it online at the time.
Oh, well,
for whatever reason.
I can definitely help you through the process if you'd like.
Right. The process was I didn't want to give anybody my credit card online. Somebody had asked me for my credit card, and they said, what? And so that's why I had come in person. When I saw the building, I said, let me come in person and see what's going on. I'm an ex-security officer.
No, and I understand that. So the best thing, what I can do is I can look up to see, we can go through the entire process to see whether or not you're required to pay a minimum deposit. If you're not required to pay a minimum deposit, there's no fee until your service is installed.
Well, that's what I'm looking for, because I deserve that.
Yeah. All right. So let's get you to the process of to where we need to check to see if you are required to pay that minimum deposit. And if you are, then we will require some form of payment in order to process it, be it a automatic payment through your bank or again, like something you don't want to do, which is a credit or debit card online. If you are required to make that minimum deposit, the best option is going to be to try and do it online at home. If you're not required to make that deposit, we can just go through with it this way. Would you like to try that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What's your house number?
I live at 55 East Bridge Street. It's an apartment complex.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
Zip code is 12477, and I'm apartment 103 is in the 89. There's like 89 people in the complex or something.
You said 109?
103 for the apartment number.
103. There we go. Alrighty, and this is your home location, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Alrighty, and what speed of service were you looking to get? Were you looking for the 1 or 2 gig?
I was looking for the deal where where the service is free to set it to have it set up and initialized, and $69.99.
All right. So just so you're aware, the base price of it is $79.99. That's $69.99 deal that you see on like all of the adverts, emails, whatever you get. There's a small asterisk next to it, and it says with ACH automatic payments and paperless billing. That ACH is pretty much an electronic check, which is essentially just bank information.
Which I would do in order to get that.
Yeah. Do you need any kind of home extenders? It depends on the size of your home. Typically, most people don't. All right.
I'm only in a small apartment. I actually have extenders of my own. I used to run a small business, so yeah, I have a bunch of computers and stuff, but I'm not running them right now. I'm pulling down a lot of energy. I'm not doing a lot of big downloads. I'm a musician, and I also repair computers. So basically what I need is TV where I can watch my Roku and whatnot, and if I want to plug my Mac in and I want to run my telephone and log, it should be not a problem at that rate.
That's understandable. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
Not really. I got Magic Jack, and a Magic Jack's only $39.95 a year.
All right. That's no worries there.
So what I need is solid internet.
So, and you said you do rent. So do you know what the name of the property manager is?
The name of the property manager is Janine.
J-E-N-N-E or I-E?
That's J-A-N-I-N-E.
All right. Do you know what their phone number is?
8478473246 8763, I think it is. I could find out by going out to the hallway.
Is it 845 area code?
It's an 845 area code. And if you just actually, if you look in your, if you just look on your phone, you just hit the mill, it'll give you their telephone number.
All right, thank you.
The office manager to double check it.
Thank you for
my. I think it's 8763.
All right. And do you know how you guys get your cable, your power? Is it through the air or underground?
It's up in a little, we have a little little room.
Okay.
When Spectrum used to deal. So it's not fiber optics.
All right. No worries about that. I'll just put not sure because you are in an apartment complex. That's perfectly understandable. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No. It's all the same.
Fantastic. Can you spell your name for me?
Okay, with title, without title.
Just first and last name.
Okay, first name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is St. John, S-T, period J-O-H-N.
Thank you very much. What's a good email address for you, Scott?
Good email address is Shamash. That's S-H-A-M-M. A-S-H.
Okay.
And that's @verizon.net.
And the phone number you're contacting me on, that's 845-247-7002. Is that a good phone number for you?
That's a good phone number for hanging out and whatnot. But if you want to text me, you need this number, which is my mobile. Mobile is 845-430-8629-er.
So say one more time for me, for your cell phone.
That's 845-430-8629-er.
Thank you very much for that. And how would you like to be contacted? We have phone, email, or text?
Both if you can, but text is fine.
All right. Text is fine, and phone if required. All right. So I do have a couple of disclosures. Here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like installation appointments, updates about their order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointments via text. Let me assure you that we're only going to use this for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize us to do so. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. Message and data rates may apply. And with phones, you may or may not receive automated or pre-recorded phone calls from Archtop, its agents, or its vendors at the phone number you provided with me. And you can revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase.
That'll work fine, and you won't be able to send me anything that's automated on the other phone because I've got call blocking from the other phone. That's one of the things you get with Magic Jack. It talks to the computer, and the computer tells the computer to press a button, and of course the computer can't press a button, therefore there's no more call.
All right, fantastic. All right, just to go over a few bits of information, it looks like we have a 1 gig home phones, home internet service, no need for phone, no need for Wi-Fi extenders, and address is 55 East Bridge Street, Apartment 3, Socrates, New York, 12477.
That's apartment 103, right?
Yep, 103.
Okay, just double-checking.
You do rent. The property manager's name is Janine. The location is the mill. And I gave you listed the phone number you have, which is 845-246-8763. They'll double-check that as well on their end, just to make sure. And your billing address is not different from your service address. We're at the point now to check to see whether or not that minimum deposit is going to be required. What we're going to do is we're going to run a soft credit check against your credit, just to see, just checks to bits of information. You are who you say you are, and checks, you know, you're on time payment, you know, list. So give me one moment and let me get that information up and running.
Okay, it should say that all my payments have been on time, except for one time when there was some problems with AliExpress. There have been some fraud charges that were leveled against me, so I was told not to make some payments until the fraud was done.
No, and I understand, and that is completely understandable. So let me just get a few bits of information from this, and I will be asking you for your social security number here in just a moment. So just give me one moment.
Right, now I trust you guys because I've already been there.
All right. And Scott is your legal first name?
Yes, sir. You got it.
And main phone number is up here. Alrighty, and whenever you're ready, Scott, go ahead with that social.
That's 041-447289er.
Thank you very much for that, Scott. Okay, processing right now. Let's see what comes up.
That should come up good. I got a new high credit score, and I've been being asked to take on new cards and all. So I know I'm in the good era. I'm someplace around 683 or 704.
And fantastic news, Scott. You are not required to make any kind of minimum deposit, so you won't be charged a penny today.
Perfect. Did it tell you what my score was in that one?
It doesn't tell me what your score is. So what our system does is it just checks. It pretty much gives us what's known as a metric for determining how often you pay your bills on time, and it gives us a percentage rate. So pretty much it's a pass/fail. It doesn't give us detailed information about, you know, your credit score, your any kind of inquiries or hits. It's a soft credit check. We're just checking some information.
I got you.
So you don't have to set it up today, but we do recommend that you do, you know.
Well, I'd like to.
You would like to set up your automatic payments? All right, we can do that.
No, not the automatic payments. No, I wanted to set up to schedule the installation as soon as possible.
All righty.
Then I would set up the automatic payments after the installation, you know, or the day of the installation, whatever, so we, you know, like that.
I would recommend that making sure your automatic payments with paperless billing is set up beforehand, because if you don't set it up beforehand, you will get charged that $79.99 the day of installation. But if it's set
right.
up beforehand, you actually will get that $69.99 price.
Okay, so I'm just setting it up. That's all we're doing is putting it in place?
Yep, that's all we're doing right now.
Okay.
You want to do that today?
Yeah, why not?
All right, fantastic. And let's go with that ACH so you get that full $10 off.
Perfect.
All right.
Anything,
whenever.
Anything else? Senior citizens, you know, dead man's claws. What have you got?
I wish we had that. We sadly don't.
I like that old guitar out there before Larry took it away.
All right. So Scott, whenever you're ready, I'll need your bank's routing number and your account number just so we can get that information set in place.
Let me see if I can still remember that in my head. Let's see, 221
mm-hmm.
1976 463.
That's not coming up with a proper routing number. Is that the bank? Is that the account number?
No, that's the routing. I got the wrong number. Can you hang on a second?
Yeah, take your time, as much time as you need.
Okay. I just need to go in my wallet for that. Okay, let's see. That should be way back here.
It's always the deepest regions, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And today is one of those days, my favorite day, administrative work.
Oh, I love those days.
Yeah,
wait, that's every day for me. What am I talking about?
You must be married.
I am. Plus, I'm actually the lead for our entire customer service team. So.
Oh, wow, that's even there heavier. I've been there. Ah, oh, gee. I can't find it there, but I can find it by going to the site. So let me see, I'm on that site. Give me just, like you said, take my time. So I'll just go to my cell phone. It's got to be on the cell phone. I know the bank gives it there. There we go. Put in a couple of passwords and we should be a happy child.
As the Brits would say, you'd be a happy chappy.
What's that?
As the Brits would say, you'd be a happy chappy.
Oh, man. That reminds me of, what was it? Putney Slope. A movie you may not have seen.
And probably a little bit before my time.
Ah, but you should see it. It's very funny. It was made by Robert Downey Jr.'s father. Okay, now this should open up and give me all the information I want in the world.
And behold, it was laid out before him.
Where's the ring? Okay, bill pay, make a transfer, give me an account. Why does it make it so hard, ladies and gentlemen?
I know the feeling. It's just like sometimes it's just like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to, you know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, it's these things are supposed to be simpler than going through my wallet. And yet here I am. So let me see. I know. Let me try this.
Yeah, sometimes I had a bank when I was younger. It's just like, oh yeah, you need to make direct deposits. We're going to hide this at the bottom in the smallest, tiniest script imaginable.
Try 221-976-243 while I'm looking.
Mid-Hudson Valley FCU?
That's it.
All right, and all I need now is your account number.
I nailed it. Yay me. Okay, account number is 200-367-6601, I think. Now, I think we have to add an extra one after it.
Double-check that for me, will you?
Again, 200-367-660, and I believe it's 01.
Yep, that's what I got.
Yeah, they just recently, they changed the numbers around on us now to make sure that people don't fraudulently drive you crazy. Of course, it drives you crazy to remember all these numbers.
Oh, trust me, I know. Alrighty, so, and do you authorize us here at Our Shop Fiber to make direct debit payments from this account?
Yes, I do, Phil.
Fantastic. Would you like to add a nickname? This is optional. It just gives us an extra layer of security.
Boston Blackie.
You said Boston Blackie?
That's right.
Alrighty. And do you want to make this your primary payment method?
Yes. This will be my primary method. They come out. It's a debit. Comes out of my banking account debit-wise.
Yep. All right. Just waiting for that token to generate real quick, and we are good to go. I do have a couple disclosures I have to go with. Pretty much it's like the terms of service that you get at the end of every clause, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of this installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help to have that cable permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Because you're in an apartment complex, we're probably going to go over this with your property manager as well, just so they're in the know.
Yeah, they've got a room that they used to use. I'm just forgetting the name of it, but that room is where all of the cables come there.
Yep. So they'll probably work this out with Janine, trunk. Just so they have all
that
this information.
The cable trunk room.
Yep. So if you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your new fiber services have been installed before you cancel with them.
Oh, yeah.
The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by us here at Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. Right. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us online at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online. You won't need to worry about that since we set up your automatic payments. By setting up your online account, you're automatically enrolled in this account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Understood. I can work with that.
All right. Fantastic. And how did you hear about us here at Archtop?
Well, I kept getting cards, and I kept getting disturbed by Spectrum, on the kind of service that I've been getting. It was spotty, and I wanted to get bio, so I just followed the trail. When I couldn't get anybody to get it together online because online failed and couldn't do the service, I went down and I saw you folks at the building.
Fantastic. Is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, such as buried wired septic tanks, anything like that?
As far as from my perspective, I'm just a renter. I'm on the first floor, so it's close to the ground, not a big problem. As far as like figuring out how to string wire anywhere, and I'm very close to the front foyer for that.
Fantastic.
Do you want me to double check on that telephone number for you?
No, you'll be okay. We'll be able to get that information in, and if need be, we'll be asked to provide it from the right department if they ask. So, do you have any comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to address with me today?
Well, let's see. How long is the $69.99 good for?
So that price right now, as it states on everything, is good for 2 years. That price point is actually our standard price. That's the ongoing price for this foreseeable future. We haven't been in the market long enough to actually know, whether or not the prices are going to go up, going to go down. We don't know that kind of information just yet.
Right. Understood.
Alrighty, so let's see. Let's get this placed and get you signed up for service.
Here's your number. It's 247-8763.
Thank you much for that. I'll make sure that information gets added to the account after we are able to do it. So
the management company that runs the building is A1.
Okay, thank you much for that, Scott. So we are fully scheduled. For your service date isn't until the 31st, which is this Saturday. And the earliest we'd be able to do anything isn't until the 3rd. We can't get anything scheduled out because our system won't let us because your address isn't quite fully in service yet. Plus, we do need to have a communication with your property manager before we do any kind of installation. So we should be giving you a call here within the next couple of days just to get you set up for installation as soon as we hear word that we're all cleared and we can get you scheduled.
Sounds fantastic.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Scott?
Nothing I can think of, but if you can think of anything that you want, send me information, call me, text me, whatever you need to do and see if I'm interested and if I can deal with it, I'm ready to go.
Fantastic. So you're going to receive two emails. The first email is going to be a little bit of confirmation about your order. Pretty much it's going to have the basic information and a little like transaction number based off of the communication we've had today. The second email you're going to receive is going to be...
I want to interrupt you there. Do I get a text also?
For those, no. These are direct emails because they are essentially one's a receipt. The other one is a invitation to enroll in your online account.
Okay, so they're not anything that I have to be. They're not time sensitive,
No, they're not time sensitive at all.
Because I don't usually look at my email all that much unless I have to.
No worries about that, Scott. But you are all good to go, and we should be giving you a call here probably Friday.
That sounds just grand. Thank you very much. You guys have been really great.
You're
Yeah.
quite welcome.
But
So, we're good to
I'm
go.
good. Great. Thank you very much. And let the rest of the team know, that I was available and I was happy. And at some point I'll drop in and I'll bring you guys some donuts.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling us here at Archer Top Fiber.
You
Welcome
guys
to the
too.
family.
God bless you. I'll have
Hey,
and you be
bye-bye.
safe.